Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Today is the 4th of July, and freedom and the birth of a nation are of course being celebrated. Yet we have our illusions, our preconceived and entirely engineered notions of what freedom actually means. Except the term freedom is not really up for debate. It's quite clear, in fact. The absence of necessity, coercion, or constraint in choice or action. Yet today, the idea of freedom is muddled, intentionally so, with the idea of safety. We have been conditioned to forget that this country was founded on the essential ideals of limited government and freedom of choice in every regard, which absolutely comes with a measure of danger. The world is not without its dangers, and no government presence, authoritarian or otherwise, can ever remove that danger from our lives. It can only replace it with one of its own creation, which is entirely the point. The ideas of limited government and freedom of choice should not be misunderstood as the allowance of that which society deems unacceptable or worthy of repercussion or exile. But the point being that such choices were always meant to be society's, and not that of an uncontrollable, unaccountable oligarchy, which is what we see today. In a truly free society, that which the founders were arguably aiming to achieve, there will be flaws, faults, and mistakes. But those are ours to make, as a community, and not to be overseen or entirely overcome by a faceless ruling entity that has no real understanding of what each specific community holds dear or ultimately values. If said community falls victim to corruption or manipulation, it is the right of the community themselves to remove those doing the manipulating, as is our inherent right as outlined by the Constitution, and point of fact, even in regard to the federal government itself. The simple realization that such a right has been removed from possibility should show us just how illusory our freedom truly is in this country. The Constitution of the United States states we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Now, I only have one story I want to touch on today, and I'll end with an excerpt that truly hit home for me, especially today. And as I said yesterday, it's our duty to speak truth, even when it's uncomfortable, and there is nothing more truly American than doing so. And you can do no better honor to those who fought to give us that freedom than to demonstrate that that freedom is being taken from us. So for the first story of the day, coming from activistnews.com, it's an article that I truly found to be incredibly important, and I think it is something that is very relevant to what's going on today. Mainstream media admits FBI groomed terrorist for the 4th of July attack, gave him supplies. Now, this is the story of a man named Demetrius Pitts of Cleveland, Ohio, and he is now facing terrorism charges after he was caught plotting a bombing at a 4th of July celebration and then arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The only problem is that the plot was created by undercover FBI agents who convinced the man to agree to a role in the plan and then even provided him with the supplies. The FBI claimed that its agents reached out to him because he made comments on Facebook that indicated he may be interested in joining Al-Qaeda, traveling overseas for training, and then returning to the U.S. to carry out an attack. Which is an interesting point to understand, that there are so many basically armchair everythings out there today that are willing to say just about anything online. So the fact that that can be taken at face value and in and of itself be enough to get someone in trouble is very interesting and very revealing to what's going on today. NBC itself stated, quote, "There's no indication that Pitts could have carried out any attack of his own." Very interesting. In fact, questions are being raised about how much Pitts even wanted to be involved with the planned attack, because he simply wanted to, quote, go look at the base ground where it would take place. And he wanted the other brothers, who the FBI claimed were involved, to fulfill all of the other parts of the plan. He said, "I don't want to meet all the brothers," according to Pitts. And then the agent responded, "Now what about the detonator guy?" Then Pitts replied, "Now I don't even want to meet him. He has nothing to do with me. The only thing I'm going to be responsible for is going to look at the spot to scope out the scenery." Now, in order to carry out his role, Pitts needed a bus pass to take him downtown and a cell phone to take photos of the places that would be the bombing targets. Both of these were supplied by the FBI. As the author notes, given the fact that he did not provide any of the supplies needed for the attack, he did not want to be the one who carried out the attack, and he simply promised to provide a basic layout of downtown Cleveland, proves that Demetrius Pitts was clearly not the ticking time bomb the FBI claimed he was. Pitts has now been charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization because he agreed to use a cell phone and a bus pass provided by the FBI to take photos of downtown Cleveland. Now, there's a lot to discuss in this topic, and it's very important to understand that clearly this guy was at least interested in doing harm to innocent people. So he should very much be held accountable for that. But there's a very gray area here, especially on a day like today, discussing our freedom in this country, of somebody saying something and versus him actually doing something. In general sense, he really didn't break any laws here. Now, there are generally some things on the books as far as kind of plotting something like this. However, clearly the FBI was the ones plotting this entire thing. So even in that, it's very gray here. This is a very slippery slope that we've seen going on for a long time, where the FBI creates these things and then claims to stop them. Very, very scary concept, especially in regard to actually, like, we talk about pre-crime and the way this, where everything is going, essentially, how there's no one could have known for sure whether or not he would actually commit a crime, yet he's still being in trouble, being arrested and put in jail for something that the FBI created and provided supplies for. Now ask yourself, what if he had gone off on his own and carried this out after this? Would the FBI have come forward and said, "Oh, well, we planned this and we gave him the means to do so, and we just, something went wrong"? Of course not. They would never do that. They would then come in and play the hero and arrest him and claim they foiled another attack, just like they are now, despite the fact that they're the ones that created this to begin with. It's very, very interesting. And we also have to play in the concept that the media plays a very large role in fomenting this kind of anger towards other people. Especially whether he was, you know, obviously the story relates this to actually attacking Donald Trump or just his the concept of where the country's going. And that is a very scary concept when you understand how much the media is responsible for fomenting this two-party divide, which is what everyone's talking about, this civil revolution that's supposed to, or the civil war that's supposed to break out today between the two parties of the fake divide that they are pushing for very political and distractionary measures to keep us from looking at the bigger picture. So think about that. And as well as in regard to the concept that there's many other events like this that have taken place where the guy or the person involved, the victim essentially, was not as clear cut as a problem as this guy seems to be. In December, the FBI was credited with stopping a man from carrying out an ISIS-inspired attack after their undercover agents attempted to coerce him into it. But he refused to carry out the attack, and he was still painted as a terrorist, and he now faces up to 20 years in prison. So think about that one, where they essentially, coaxed him into doing it, gave him the reason to do it, gave him the supplies to carry it out, and then he refused at the end of the day, and they still try to charge him with the attack. Very, very revealing on what their ultimate goal is here. It's one more notch on the belt. And it's in this kind of a case, it's a clear example of someone that was pretty much just talking about things, as everyone does today, and it's all coaxed on by the media. And probably at the end was like, "Okay, wait a minute, this is getting out of control. I don't want to do this." Which, at the end of the day, he did not commit a crime, so he should not be facing anything, especially when the FBI are the ones that created it from the very beginning. It's not like these people came to the FBI saying, "Hey, I have a plan," and they pretend to play the role of helping them. No, the FBI goes to them and says, "Hey, let's carry out an attack. Here's some supplies. Are you interested?" And then when they even feign to be interested, all of a sudden you're in trouble. That is a very dangerous situation and the very opposite of what the kind of freedoms we pretend to have in this country. In addition, in March, a similar incident happened when an FBI informant targeted a mentally ill man who agreed online to carry out an attack and was arrested as soon as he claimed he would accept supplies from the FBI. A mentally ill man. It rings true with the concept of another case where I talked about a mentally handicapped kid in a high school that was coaxed into buying a joint because the guy pretended to be his friend in school and he had no friends. So he sought out buying a joint, a kid who had never smoked in his life, because they coaxed him into it over a month period of time, and then they arrested the kid. which is just absolutely absurd. And we've also talked about another case where it was essentially a right-wing kind of two-party divide frame concept, which was another handicapped kid that essentially was coaxed into doing something and the parents found out and said, whoa, 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 the FBI is trying to get my son to carry out an attack, and it all blew up in their face. Clearly, they're isolating these people that can be abused, and it's despicable, truly, at the end of the day. Now, even in regard to something like the Parkland shooting, which it's interesting to consider that case with what we're talking about today, the FBI in that case received multiple credible reports that Cruz was planning to commit mass murder in the months before the Parkland shooting. A person close to Cruz reached out to the agency and desperately pleaded for their help. The person reported Cruz's, quote, gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts, as well as the potential of him conducting a school shooting. And yet we saw this carried out. So we have to ask ourselves, was this one of those events? Was this one where they were coaxing this kid to go forward so they could come in and stop it and claim and, you know, progress the agenda behind all the different things we talk about, from cracking down on our Second Amendment rights to, you know, increasing the police state to any number of things, and just to carry it out so they could stop it. In their mind, they're thinking, well, nothing's going to happen, so it's all okay because it serves the greater good. This arbitrary concept of being on the right side, which we've talked about in the past. And is it possible that they lost control? And that he carried it out anyway, and they're never going to let us know that? Of course it is. We have to consider that kind of thing is possible simply because it has already happened in the past. At least one verifiable case where the FBI coaxed something into happening, lost control of it, and people died. That's a fact. These things have happened in the past. And if you ignore that possibility in regard to any one of these events, especially after the story we're talking about right now, where this guy was coaxed into it, you're simply being naive of the reality at play here. And the shootings, the school shootings, are always such a sensitive topic for people. But the reality is that this does happen. And especially at levels of there are some very sinister people working in positions of authority, and they would not put it past them, especially in their minds if it wasn't actually going to hurt anybody. But we know that that happens too. Really, this all comes back to the concept of questioning your government and the actions that they see out, and really the concept of whether or not we even play a factor in what they do anymore. Especially on a day like today, we have to realize that unquestioningly supporting the actions of your government is not patriotism. That is subservience. And saying so does not dishonor all the men and women who were deceived by the state, as many of them truly believe their actions to be in the service of good, even though more than you might think come home believing quite a different thing. Patriotism is being critical of your government with every decision they make, regardless of political affiliation. That was what this country was founded on, and that which has been stolen from us over the years with subtle and not so subtle conditioning. Our duty is to our fellow Americans, not the government officials who we are supposed to be putting in place, yet that too has been stolen from us. To say it is un-American to question your government is to say we are here to serve it and not the other way around. And I know without a doubt that's how they see us, but certainly, especially on a day like today, that cannot be the way that you see it on this day that we're supposed to be celebrating our independence. Yet this is what we are told by the uber Americans of today as they shout us down for questioning foreign wars and domestic policy alike. We must shake free from this statist mentality that turns us on each other. So to end today, I want to read an excerpt from an article that I found to be very powerful, especially for a day like today, but in general. And I think it's important to really take in what's being said here. It's an article by Claire Burnish that was quite powerful and actually written back in 2016. What if people, sickened by tyrannical control, threw off the shackles of bloated governance in favor of leading themselves? What if the erosion of fundamental freedoms, guaranteed not by a document, but by being human, were actually intolerable? What if even the revolutionary roots, the foundation of the nation, were soaked in the blood of countless individuals and peoples? A likely sign no tangible freedom would last beyond lip service. What if freedom were little more than a propagandic bait and switch to distract from the systematic dwindling of essential human rights, both domestically and around the planet? What if those human rights encompassed living freely, as well as the right to live? What if the slogan, freedom isn't free, actually meant nothing? What if a military occupation crept into effect and its brutes robbed a startling number of innocent people of life with near perfect impunity, and sizable segments of the population justified this as part of the job description. What if remotely controlled and highly inaccurate drones bombed non-combatants and their families with abandon, but the Empire deemed the deaths justifiable, and then severely undercut estimates of how many people have perished this way? What if the government acted only on behalf of corporations and banks and amassed a military through cunning recruiting tactics to lay waste to anyone opposing that action? What if those institutions owned and operated nearly all media to disguise such pro-military propaganda as protecting already non-existent freedoms? What if that manipulation were so successful it divided the population against one another to distract from the actual motives and ridiculed those who didn't buy the farce? What if people were so desensitized to violence and spilt blood that acting as mercenaries for the state appeared honorable? What if politics, on top of all of this, were the bread and circuses of modern times? What if government limited political choice to two corrupt parties, allowed an ultimate influx of corporate money to drastically influence the outcome of elections? What if the people, accepting of violence, became aggressive with each other in fights over which tyrannical ruler would next reign? What if the entire system, elections, protections, legislation, militarization, all of it, were rigged beyond the people's ability to reform it? Would that be sufficient justification for celebrating a day named for the ghost of independence? Or would that be indisputable just cause for outright revolt? Now, I'm in no way advocating for violence of any kind, as many of you know. I'm in no way advocating for some kind of civil war, which is clearly being perpetuated today by the media as well. I do indeed seek a revolution, but one of a different kind. Nothing founded on violence has ever had its roots in a just society. Many certainly tried with this country, but as I've pointed out many times, there were men in that very room as the Declaration was signed who had designs to create exactly the type of overarching, all-controlling federal government we see today. So I propose we seek to begin something different, something enlightened, a true revolution of the mind. As I said, violence, the danger, will be ever present. That is inevitable. But as Gandhi said, if we could change ourselves, the tendencies in the world would also change. And I truly believe that. So on this day, Independence Day, 4th of July, take that into the world and change it. For more information on the topics discussed, make sure you check out thelastamericanvagabond.com or any of the important independent sources in the show notes below. And as always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.